This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital neo room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget that to everybody working on the third watch right now, and that means everybody, we thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and on Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where it's snowing in the mountains tonight, we have got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. And don't forget, our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, electric vehicles are drawing a lot of attention, and it's fair to assume that if the government had their way and they could do this tomorrow, we would all be driving electric cars. But there's one big problem.
What's that?
Where do we charge them?
No kidding. I don't know, Captain, if the electric grid is already compatible for such a thing in terms of being robust enough to do it.
No,
of course not. But it's an almost overly simplified solution. We're just going to convert everybody to electric cars. You know, my neighbor has an electric car. It seems to be doing quite well for them. I think there's some good mission specific applications for electric vehicles, no doubt about it. But are we to the point where we're going to have massive conversions? At least not right now, but maybe as we go into the future, perhaps.
Well, I can just see a freight company with electric trucks, and I can see them coming across country, and many of this just-in-time stuff is delivered, say, 72 hours from the West Coast to the East Coast, Boston to, say, San Francisco, Boston to Seattle. How about New York to Los Angeles? Maximum 72 hours. Now, when you enter Florida into the mix, where it's not quite as far, it's 60 hours. And what are you going to do? Are you going to have electric trucks staged along the way where you drive in with your electric truck, you transfer the load to somebody different, and away they go, and you plug in your truck and let it charge for the 8 or 10 hours it needs, and then you go back where you came from or whatever? Because, again, owner-operators aren't going to be driving these trucks because they've got to go. They've got to do miles. They have to be turning the wheel, and the wheels have got to be turning for them to make freight money.
Well, exactly right. And sort of what you're describing would be sort of a modern-day Pony Express almost.
And that would drive the cost of freight up to points that you couldn't even imagine.
Well, exactly right. And something as well, Captain, you know, right now we're seeing all the snow and the mountain mm-hmm. passes and so forth. You know, if you have an electric big rig, let's say, and you get stuck and you lose the charge, how are you going to keep warm? How are you going to stay alive if you're up you're stuck in the snow somewhere? This is just not funny anymore.
Oh, that's okay. You'd have a generator, a fuel generator.
Yeah, well, you would have to.
Yeah.
For sure.
That would be the answer.
Right. But again, I don't know, these massive conversions,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, because we're not seeing the changes to the electrical grid. And as I've said many times on the program, in California, if the weather gets hot and everybody turns on their air conditioners, we get rolling brownouts or rolling blackouts. I mean, eventually it's just they can't expect that suddenly electric cars will just dominate.
Now, the Air Force discharged 27 people for refusing to submit to Biden's COVID vaccine mandate, making them what officials believe are the first service members to be removed for disobeying the order to get the shots. Again, the military can do this, and it's supposed to be a general discharge that they're getting, but it's not going to look as good as an honorable discharge.
Well, that's right, and that can follow you when you're trying to go get work in industry or in the private sector, basically. But, you know, what's interesting, though, to me, Captain, of course, you know, people have the right to say what they want or refuse what they want in that sense. There's obviously in the military there can be a real consequence.
Three words I told you, yes, sir, no, sir, no excuse, sir.
Exactly. But at the very least, we see in the big world, we see massive amounts of people that have been vaccinated and so forth. We have not heard, or we've seen on any grand scale, major problems in that sense. So, so we're going to see how all this works out.
Now let's listen to this one. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is less protective against hospitalization after the Omicron emerged. That came from a new study done and released yesterday.
Right. Well, we're still learning about Omicron and its effects and so forth. And I think this is going to ebb and flow a little bit as we continue to get more data about who has the vaccine and who got Omicron.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Mike Gallagher take us to break because, Mike, you had nothing better to do than get up this time of morning to listen to us so we could do his show prep for him. Right, Kyle? All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Special Slane Hudson at K-Town, Germany. I want to give a shout-out to the Florida Highway Patrol and all the first responders in Tampa and the Central Florida area. Happy holidays.
I'm Specialist Thor from Veterinary Medical Center of Europe in Kaiserslautern, Germany, giving a special shout-out to Tampa, Florida, my friends and family, with happy holidays and good wishes. Hope to see you soon, and I miss you.
Brought to you in the spirit of service by Moss Family Automotive.
And Moss Family Automotive, of course, our studio was named after Moss Family Automotive, and we want to thank them very much for that. And, of course, we love being able to bring you the military greetings from the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And I got a lot more to be playing, too, here, so don't worry. Now, this segment of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You've got plenty of time, folks, to go over there to the MyPillow.com website. Take a look at all the stuff they have over there that you can buy in the way of Christmas gifts. And by the way, you're going to save boatloads of money because everything is marked down. Insanely low prices on some things by as much as 75%. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN to get that price. Now, if you go to, and you should, the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll find over 100 items over there on top of what's on the main page, also up for sale. And, as I said, insanely low prices of as much as 75% of the price knocked down. Now, the promo code is always CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them on the phone would be 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Give them a call or check them out online, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought you might sneak one in here, right?
Right.
Well, wholesale prices are continuing to go up, and I mean they're going up at the highest levels that we've seen in a long, long time. And I saw some numbers today that showed it at well over 14.7% for the past couple of months when you average everything in there, but it's the highest it's been in over 40 years.
And that is really saying something, Captain. That means you're going back to the days when Ronald Reagan was trying to fix the problems that we had coming out of the Carter malaise.
And
exactly, and he did. So here we are, 40 years on, and we're getting into a very similar, but I think in many ways worse situation than Jimmy Carter ever had. And the prices are going up. And while the prices are going up because of inflation with no real end in sight, what's going down? Well, that's the Biden approval rating of people who believe that that Joe Biden is somehow handling the economy. In fact, most people think he's not handling the economy or inflation properly. And that trend's going to continue as well. It's going to be inversely related to the inflation. But we haven't heard anything, Captain, about whether or not there's going to be any kind of end in sight. The Fed may start a rate hike sooner than later here, but we just don't know. But people's lives have been impacted so badly that I don't know. I just don't know how the Biden administration can recover any of this at this point.
Well, the Internet's on fire right now, and I mean literally on fire, because millions of devices are at risk over the new software vulnerability. And when you get a patch from a Microsoft or you get something from one of these Internet providers and it says, we highly recommend you have this inserted to take care of the latest threat to your computer. Guess what? If it's coming from your IP server and you know it is, whoever that happens to be, do it right away.
Well, that's right. It's always a good idea, whether or not whatever operating system your device is operating on, to always make sure that it is updated to the latest version of that operating system. This is where they can come in and patch things before they get out in the wild. But this is the Log4Shell vulnerability, and it looks like it is out there in the wild, and it could affect websites and apps and so forth. It's already likely present in many of the highly trafficked websites and apps. So this allows the hacker to log in with, I believe, administrative privileges quite easily without, and this is important, without having to hack your password. So this is a big deal. And so they are trying to scramble right now.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mary, quite contrary. Mary, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I heard or read in California that Governor Newsom is banned gas-powered generators. Now, it's only a matter of time until everyone's mandated to buy electric cars, especially if the government's going to subsidize them. And I got to tell you about these electric cars need a 5G signal to do driverless cars, number one, which can also interfere with a pacemaker signal, so I don't think it's such a good idea. What's going on with Governor Newsom out there? People might die because of that. Thank you.
Okay, Kyle, your turn.
Well, thank you, Mary. Yes, in California, they have voted to ban the sale of gas-powered, like, leaf blowers for landscaping, also lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to happen by 2024. Portable generators will be banned, gas-powered generators, by 2028. I think by 2035, no internal combustion engines, if I recall correctly, to be sold in California for cars. So all that can be subject to change, of course. But the unfortunate thing is, Mary, is that Californians had a chance to recall Governor Newsom, and we missed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really sad.
But you can do it again.
We could do it again, but of course now everybody's going to enjoy wearing their masks again because of Newsom, and on it goes. But yes, I don't think they have really care how all these kinds of things really affect businesses, especially large commercial landscaping companies that will have to have enormous hikes in rates to be able to cover to make these huge conversions and charge their batteries every night.
And a couple of other things here when it comes to the truckers, those guys that are coming across the border, either going into Canada or coming out of Canada, they give them a temperature check right away, and they look to see if they have a COVID card right away. And if they don't, then they have to stay right there on the border for a certain amount of days. I'm not sure whether it's 5 or 7 before they can move on, unless they have their trailer prearranged to go be delivered.
Yeah, that's really wild. Well, but you know, Captain, it just seems like all these different protocols and so forth, just when people thought, hey, we're getting to the end of 2021, we're starting to really kind of come out of COVID. Yes, we've heard about the Omicron, but it seems to be light symptoms and so forth. You see a lot more of these crackdowns, and I think it dampens people's spirit, not just the holiday spirit, but their spirit in general, because people want to come out of this thing and to have these kinds of new things come down the pike. And then, of course, Dr. Fauci agrees with the California mask mandate. You know, it goes on and on. Are we ever going to get out of it?
Now, the price of oil, I'm always watching, and the price of oil yesterday dropped a little bit. West Texas crude dropped 56 cents a barrel down to $70.73. Brent crude dropped 69 cents a barrel down to $73.70 a barrel. Futures, the one-year futures, are $81 a barrel. But we did have a slight decrease in the price of gasoline at the refinery coming out before you add your delivery and your state taxes in there. $2.11 a gallon for gasoline at the refinery, and $2.22 a gallon for diesel at the refinery. Both of those have dropped down about 3 cents each.
Wow. Well, I drove by a gas station today that was $4.79.
Nice going.
Yep.
When are you leaving?
Well, probably sometime before 2024, because if I ever have to replace my lawnmower, then I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, that, and plus the only thing that you can do to combat this now is going to be solar power.
Well, that's right. A lot of people are putting in solar, but if you don't, as my understanding, if you don't have a huge battery system, if the power actually goes out, then your power is out too, because it has to circulate onto the grid or something like that. But yeah, a lot of people are doing that. And the next big problem in California, Captain, which really will affect business, industry and so forth, and that is going to be that the drought continues. It's ongoing. It's going to be, water's going to become so expensive.
Okay.
That's going to affect a lot of
people. Well, we already know how to solve a lot of that. The water that comes down from the mountains that melts goes right straight into the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's got to stop.
Exactly, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more of Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle will be right back with me. Don't go anywhere as we bring you a whole bunch more stuff. And we're going to call on Kathy to take us to break again. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I do believe I will take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. You know, folks, how many years has it been that I've been telling you about Relief Factor? Well, how about over 6? Because that's how long I've been taking it. And the truth is, I know that there are millions of people out there, some say over 100 million, that are struggling with some kind of pain or discomfort or swelling in their legs or ankles or knees or whatever. Now, maybe it's from exercise, just getting older. Maybe it's an old injury you had, whatever the situation is. But I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, and what they did by putting their product Relief Factor together that I'm endorsing the product. Now, they're on a mission, and you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. And seriously, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in this next year. And I believe they're probably going to be able to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or just general muscle aches or pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. But in the meantime, for about $1 a day, you can get the 3-week quick start, and you'll be well on your way. Now, the website again that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the latest case in point, New York City Democrats are going to allow non-citizens to vote. This will allow upwards of some 800,000 non-citizens to vote in New York City. Could you imagine the reaction of the people, say, in France, if you or I sought to vote in their elections? They'd laugh at us.
Well, of course, because what it does, it completely dilutes what it means to be a citizen. You know, that doesn't mean that people can't become citizens. There's, you know, there's ways that that people do that. I've known people who've become naturalized American citizens, and they were so happy, they were so proud that they were able to do that. That was a dream that they had. But what it does dilute it. But what, of course, Captain, it's one of these things where you hear, well, they live in our community and they need to be able to vote and this kind of thing. And it may be true that they do reside in the community, but it's a different story to be a voter.
Now, there was a report yesterday about Joe Biden and money laundering, and it shines another spotlight on a familiar figure, Hunter, yet again.
Here we go again. You know, Captain, if as we've said before, if this was a Trump issue with Trump family members and son of Donald Trump, and you know, this would have been major critical mass long, long ago. But it continues on. How much more of these reports do we need to realize what's going on with the Bidens? It's really very sad, because there's a lot at stake, not only for our country, but for our place in the world, what's going to happen next with Ukraine and Taiwan and so forth. You know, this is a bad problem.
Well, we're the laughingstock of the world right now because of this.
Well, of course. But yet somehow they go along their merry way, but they've got a lot of cover from the media. And what's interesting to me, Captain, is that the Biden approval ratings and the Harris approval ratings are tanking so badly that even some in the media can no longer just kind of gloss it all over, which is what they would love to be doing. They may have to just, be honest about something for a change. No matter what, you watch, something's going to come up with China. Joe Biden's not going to be able to do a darn thing
mm-hmm.
because of all this stuff that's gone on.
Now, Don Lemon, who works at CNN, of course, said that Fox News is not a real news organization.
Really? I wonder what Don Lemon's bosses at CNN think, because they just procured Chris Wallace, who's a
news guy.
Yeah, if you don't like him or hate him, he's definitely a news guy, and he's a big player. But yet, I don't think it's going to boost CNN Plus or whatever it is they're going to call the streaming service. But Don Lemon really saying this kind of thing is really means that he's out of gas. He's got nothing in the tank. Because obviously Fox is very popular, and Fox does break and cover the news. So it is a news organization. For him to say something like that is just ridiculous.
Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that Nancy Pelosi said that she was going to run for re-election this year, which would mean that she would be the minority leader should she choose to run for it again. But think of this for a second. She's breaking her pledge to her members in her party that she said this was her last go-around. If she comes back and gets elected again and runs for the leadership of the party.
Well, right, and one wonders what the makeup is going to look like anyway in 2022 of the Democrats in the House. And certainly I think it has something to do with the idea that they know that there's a war in the Democrat Party right now. But for her to come back and just be minority leader would certainly be a step down. There wouldn't be any sort of reasonable expectation that she's going to be back in the speakership 2 years later or something like that. So I don't know. She may just want to ride off into the sunset at that point if she even really runs.
Now, I'm going to finish the segment talking about Waukesha, Wisconsin, and the black nationalists, the radical Black Lives Matter driver who mowed all those people down. And we're not hearing one word about it in the mainstream media. As a matter of fact, you have to work very hard to even see a story about it. But the residents are feeling very abandoned up there. And it kind of sweeps the story under the rug, if you will, by not reporting about what's going on.
And that's one of the big problems in America today, Captain. You know, it's, what's the old, the Shakespearean saying, this above all else, I'm just paraphrasing here, to thine own self be true. We're not being true to our own selves if we don't have, if we don't play these stories out the way that they should be played out. Whether, no matter who did it, we have to know the details. We have to know how it affected the people there. And you got to know, Captain, if it was somebody whose politics they didn't like in terms of the media, then they would be up front and in your face all the time. But it's because of somebody that they're afraid of criticizing. I think that's the important operative thing. They're afraid to criticize the person who drove an SUV through a crowd of people in Waukesha. This is insanity.
Well, I'm going to criticize the researchers that are doing this Omicron stuff, because Omicron appears to be less severe than the earlier coronavirus variants, but more resistant to vaccines. Now, according to a doctor by Discover Health, a large South African health system, and the South African Medical Research, who's currently doing research on this as we speak.
Well, right, and if we see that the Omicron seems to be less severe, because as far as I know, Captain, at least in my area, all the people in hospitals are in there because of the Delta variant, and they're not vaccinated. But those who have the vaccination seem to be dealing very well if they, in fact, are diagnosed with either Delta or the Omicron at this point. But I think one of the central questions is, does Omicron mean that this is petering out at some point? We just don't know. But of course, the Democrat Party elite will want to keep the thing going. They keep it rolling down the road here, because that's, they believe, their key to winning elections too.
Well, they're working on a vaccine or a pill to get rid of this thing, but that's why they were telling everybody to get the vaccine, the booster rather, because that would stop it or slow it down. In the event you do get it, you'll have very, very minor symptoms.
Right, and quite frankly, because the origins of this whole thing, the way it's behaved, and certainly the reaction of governments across the earth tells us that this isn't something to be trifled with.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Current temperature where I'm at is 68 degrees, mostly clear skies, and going to be a little breezy today, it looks like, but the weather is going to be nice. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
AC/DC TNT in concert. And Kyle, I know you're rocking because you told me you like that.
Oh, yeah. I think AC/DC does great in live. I mean, all their live recordings are usually just really top-notch.
They are one of my favorite bands of all time because of the stuff that they can just put out there and just pound it. And, I mean, it's got a beat. It doesn't sound all that bad. It's not necessarily going to make you deaf listening to it because they don't have to turn the speakers all the way up. But they're good. They're really good.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, take it away out west. We got weather.
All right, folks. Well, first of all, tonight, for our trucker friends out there, if you're in the Southern California area, if you're going to be traveling north of Los Angeles, keep an eye on the Grapevine. We do have a freeze warning in that area right now. And just a little bit earlier, it looked like it was pretty passable. No heavy snow or anything like that, but there can be snow in the forecast, I should say. So you definitely want to check ahead. Just make sure if you're going to go up or down the Grapevine north of Los Angeles that you know what you're getting into at that point, because conditions can change. Now, a lot of that rain and snow, Captain, that dumped feet of snow in the California mountains and inches.
Feet.
Yes, it's really incredible. A lot of that, of course, is now moving east through Utah, also through Arizona. Colorado will be getting some snow that it really needs right now. And for our friends at the Flying J Travel Center there in Salt Lake City, Utah, along the 15 freeway there, they've got snow and also sleet in that area right now, Captain. And then east of that, as we head into Colorado, we see these rain and sleet things on the radar moving towards that zone. Down in St. George from last hour, it looks like the snow might have moved a little bit north of that up along the 15 interstate there. Now, also down in Arizona, you've got around Flagstaff, and this is around I-40, you've got snow across the road there, and also with the rain reaching down to Phoenix. Now, Bill let us know what was happening in Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. regarding the snow, and they do have some snow in the forecast there. And then for Richard the Marine on the central coast of Oregon, 37 degrees, steady rain, and snow as well.
Yeah. Now, when we get over into North Dakota, South Dakota, down into Nebraska, down into Kansas, down into Oklahoma, down into Texas, we've got very windy conditions, cold temperatures as well. And what's going on here is you've got the cold and the warm converging and mixing together. The leading part of the front right now has not quite reached the Mississippi River, where all these storms busted loose last week. But they're getting close. And there's no telling what's going to happen, so everybody needs to be on their heads and toes over there in Kentucky and Tennessee and Arkansas and Missouri and southern Illinois and southwest Indiana, where you had the weather last Friday night and Saturday morning, because you could have some more. I'm just saying it could happen with this cold versus the warm and vice versa. Now, we do have a freeze warning up there around Sioux Falls, South Dakota tonight. Going up 29, you're going to have very windy conditions. Now, folks, in the areas of Minnesota and South Dakota and Nebraska and Iowa and Wisconsin and parts of Illinois and parts of Kansas, you could have winds gusting to 70 miles an hour today out on the interstate. And those are pretty much flat areas out there that I'm talking about. And I don't need to tell you that out there in the flat, when you get a 70-mile-an-hour wind, it could very easily blow your truck over. So please, please, please be careful and drive accordingly. And if it gets that windy and you're empty, you might want to think about pulling off and seeking shelter.
Yes, precisely.
Yep. Now, the other thing is we've got fog down in New Orleans coming up I-55 for about 100 miles. By the way, since last hour, Kyle, all of Maine is under a freeze warning, as well as the northern part of New Hampshire. So that's changed in the last hour.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, to stop by your local Pilot and Flying J. Take advantage of all the different things you get there. Become a member of the Drivers Club. For that matter, get a Pilot or Flying J fuel card. All your points will be added up for you on the card. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets. So build it up and see what you can do. All right, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the phone right now. So good morning to you. Hello, Denise. Oh, I had Denise there. Don't know what happened. You're not there now. All right. Got to turn the mic on or something. We'll wait till she calls us back. But I could hear air. I just couldn't hear her. Now, again, last night, the Congress, the House of Representatives, passed the budget deficit bill. Okay, we'll do it again. Good morning, Denise. Hello, Denise. I don't hear you again. Don't know what's going on. You're having problems with the mic, I think. All right, because my phone is definitely working. All right, well, we'll try it again when she calls us back. We'll go from there. But anyway, the budget deficit passed by 221 to 209 in the House. We'll see how that plays along. Of course, it's going over to Joe Biden to be signed, and we'll see what happens there. Okay, let me try this again. Good morning, Denise. Hello there, Denise. No audio. Nope, no audio. Try a landline. Okay, I think she's calling in on Skype. Something's going on there. Don't know what. But anyway, we'll wait till she calls. She might have to call after the top of the hour, and we'll get that worked out so we can get that in there and get her in there. But in the meantime, it's going to be really strange to see what happens. Good morning.
Hello.
Now I got you. Okay, well, so much for Skype. Sometimes it doesn't work. All right.
Yeah.
All right, very quickly, we've only got 30 seconds. Debt ceiling got passed, of course, in the House of Representatives.
And Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, was asked about it, and she blames all of it on the richest Americans saying that they're not paying their taxes.
Yeah.
There you go.
What a bunch of crap. Okay, and we got more.
Correct.
We got more stuff to talk about when we come back right after the top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And while we're taking the top of the hour news break, why don't you go over to FoundersCode.com and see what it is that she wrote yesterday or the day before or even the day before that. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Right, Joe?
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.